Psalms chapter 35. Psalms chapter 35. This discipleship lesson is on fasting. Fasting, not really a subject that is taught much in Christian circles. And it's unfortunate because it is a core doctrine, as far as I'm concerned, of our faith. It is something that we do, and there's a purpose and a reason for fasting. It is something I think was done a lot more in early Christianity than it is today. And I think part of the reason is because fasting is perhaps one of the more difficult things that you will do. Because literally you are denying the flesh, and we are not used to denying the flesh. We're just not. We live in a generation where, I mean, all the advertisement that we see on a TV and is all about pandering to your flesh. Whatever you want, whatever makes you feel good, whatever you can do to make you get more, whatever that might be, that is typically what most people do when we think of, we're not used to saying no to ourselves. We're not used to saying, no, I'm not going to do that. How many of you, don't raise your hand, but you can kind of look at me strange. And how many of you have a hard time walking past the pantry without stopping? How many of you walk past the pantry and you open up and you stare at it, trying to think, what should I get? I was looking back and forth. I do that. And it's difficult. We're not used to saying no to ourselves, no to the flesh. But there's a very good reason why fasting is mentioned in the Bible, but Psalms chapter 35, starting in verse number 11. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. The psalm here, the psalmist, is mentioning that there are people who are claiming he has done some things that he shouldn't do. False charges. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. So you can see that this man, this psalmist here, is struggling. He's going through some things. He has enemies, and he's under attack. He says, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. He says, when they were sick, he says, I instead of mocking them, instead of hurting them, I tried to help them. I prayed. Look what he says here. I humbled my soul with what? Fasting. You see that there. I humbled my soul with fasting. My prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. In other words, he said this. He said, I have people who treat me bad. When I'm sick, they rejoice. When things go wrong in my life, they rejoice. He said, but when things go wrong in their life, I sought God to help them. I treated them, he said, as if they were my brother or my friend. And I sought God like I was trying to get God to help my mother, he said. He mentions here in verse number 13, he goes, I humbled my soul with fasting. Notice that phrase. I humbled my soul with fasting. And there's a good reason why fasting is a key component to the Christian life. Along with faith, humility is a key element to getting God's ear when you need Him. Humility. And one of the best ways to humble yourself before God is through fasting. In 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 29, this is speaking of the evil, wicked, violent, and horrible king, Ahab, one of the worst kings that Israel had ever had. And the Bible says this about Ahab. Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days when I bring the evil upon his house. Because he humbled himself before God, God then noticed it. He noticed him because he humbled himself. And one of the ways we humble ourselves is through fasting. Now, fasting There are multiple ways of fasting. The most common, the most obvious, is, of course, is eating, not eating. The longest I think I've ever gone fast, that I've ever had a fast, is a 7-day fast. I've fasted for 7 straight days. I do know people who've gone 30 days in a fast. But there's a reason why you fast. You don't fast. You fast because you want to get God's attention, but in the right way. You don't fast because you want to show up to say, hey, look, I'm fasting, people, you know, my fellow Christians. I'm fasting, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm fasting. The Bible says that such a person has their reward. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the reason for fasting, when you humble yourselves, it's important. Fasting can help you avert disasters. You remember the story of Queen Esther? Esther in the Bible, she wasn't a queen at first. She was just the cousin of a Jew. She was a Jew just living in a city of Persia. But all of a sudden, there was the king. He put away his wife, and the king wanted to have a new wife. And they brought all the maidens together, and he picked out his favorite. Esther got picked. She became queen. When she became queen, no one knew that she was a Jew. Her cousin told her to not tell anybody that she was a Jew. So she just went along with that. But then this evil man by the name of Haman decided he didn't like the Jews and he wanted to kill all of them. So he got the king to sign a decree that on a certain day of a certain month of a certain year that anybody can kill the Jews and they would be rewarded for it and they would not be prosecuted or arrested because of it. It was the open season on Jews. But she was a Jew. And so the Bible says in Esther chapter 4 and verse number 3, and in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews because they were all being targeted. And watch this, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. They were praying and they were begging God to avert this disaster. And one of the things that they did was they fasted. They fasted. They wouldn't eat. Have you ever been so scared about something, so nervous about something, you weren't even hungry anymore? Has that ever happened to anybody in here? It's happened to me before. Something so traumatic happened. Something maybe a relationship issue, or you were scared for somebody's safety, or you'd heard, for example, so-and-so you love went to the hospital, but you don't know the results. All of a sudden, you get nervous and you're not even hungry anymore. You see, disasters are going to come to the Christian life. Disasters are going to come to our lives. We're all going to face different disasters. And if you want God to intervene, fasting is one of the best ways to do that. In Daniel chapter 9, the prophet Daniel was seeking answers. Anybody here ever wanted to seek answers from God before? You needed an answer for something? Anybody like that? Well, fasting is a key to getting God's attention, to getting answers. This is one reason why we fast. And Daniel chapter 9, and verse number 3, Daniel sought God, an answer from God. The Bible says, and I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Now, the sackcloth and ashes, let me explain why that is always appears along with fasting. Because sackcloth is a very, very coarse, abrasive material. And it's not comfortable to wear at all. It's not. You put on sackcloth, every time you move, you're like, ugh, don't like this. Anybody ever here wear something? Okay. Anybody ever work with insulation before, that fiberglass insulation, and that stuff gets, and it's just itchy all over and you can't like get it out, and, or you're wearing something that's just abrasive? That's what sackcloth is. So the ashes, of course, was they would dump that on their head. Their hair would get meshed. They would wear the sackcloth. They wouldn't eat, all to humble the flesh. It was always about humbling the flesh. See, there's a great battle, a great divide in your Christian life between the old man and the new man. The old man is what we're born with, that sin nature. The new man, which you got when you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, is the Holy Spirit, cannot sin. It is perfect. It is just. It is right with God. These two natures are in every Christian, and they're constantly in a battle, constantly bickering at one another. Amen. So what happens? Well, this is a description of the battle between the spirit and the flesh, between the spirit and the flesh. You can read Romans chapter 8 sometime and see that anybody that walks after the flesh is in enmity against God and cannot please God. So what we do in order to have our mind focused more on spiritual matters to get God's attention, what we do is we subject the flesh. We suppress the flesh. And that's why fasting is an example of that. We deny the flesh. And that's a key to fasting. The reason why you fast, some people fast for health reasons, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about fasting to purposely, deliberately to deny the flesh so that your mind is sharpened towards spiritual things. If there's a good reason why you're fasting, if you're looking for an answer or there's a disaster coming and you begin to pray and you begin to fast. Well, that fasting, every time your stomach growls, it's a reminder of what you're doing and why you're doing it. In Nehemiah chapter 9, the children of Israel had returned from the Babylonian captivity and they had sinned. And they knew that there was a potential disaster coming upon them. So in Daniel chapter 9, verse number 1, now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. They wanted to get God's attention. There was sin and potential disaster. So they fasted. Because when you fast and you've got a good reason for fasting, it changes how God sees you and it changes how you see the spiritual world around you. You're a lot less likely to sin when you're fasting. Because you have your hunger is a constant reminder of the fleshly needs. And that practice of constantly denying the flesh, saying no, 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 makes it easier to say no to cigarettes, no to alcohol, no to drugs, no to fornication, no to whatever it might be. We could say no to other sins because we are in the practice and the habit of denying the flesh, saying no to the flesh. Nothing gets God's attention more than faith and humility. You know what pride is? Pride is stealing God's glory for yourself. That's really what it is. And one of the ways that you can humble yourself before God and give God the glory is through fasting, denial of the flesh. Fasting is a weapon used for both defensive and offensive spiritual warfare. You see, in Mark chapter 9, verse 28 through 29, there was prior to this, there was a man who had come with his son. His son was possessed of a devil. Jesus was off praying. And so he came to the disciples and asked the disciples to cast this devil out of his son, but they could not do so. They tried in the name of Jesus, they tried to cast them out, but they could not. And later on, Jesus came and he said, "Oh, faithless generation." And he cast the devil out of the child. Well, the disciples came to him privately after that, verse number 28. And when he was coming to the house, the disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" They asked. "Why couldn't we cast him out?" And Jesus answered and said this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Fasting, denying of the flesh, and prayer combined is a powerful weapon in your arsenal in spiritual warfare. Christians, we just don't do it enough. We just don't. We do not fast. We don't want something from God bad enough to fast for it and say, God, I need you. God, I need an answer to this. I don't know what to do. I need you. Or God, this situation is in my life. My so-and-so that I love is struggling, or I am struggling. I need you. And I'm fasting because it's so important to me. I'm going to deny the flesh. That opens up the spiritual world to you in a unique way, and allows you to combat it. Combat the devil through prayer and fasting. It is a powerful tool. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 5, talking to a married couple, the Bible says, defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for incontinency. The idea here is this. He's telling a married couple, he says, there are times when you need to fast. He says, fast and pray, because this is the type of spiritual warfare. You know, we're all going to be tempted. Anybody here get tempted recently? Anybody here tempted today? Anybody tempted by the time you got to church? We all get tempted to do things we shouldn't do. We got to be careful, but prayer and fasting is important in a marriage, in a family, in a church. There ought to be a time, and I haven't done it yet, but there will probably be a time where I'll call for a church-wide fast. We might have somebody that we are praying for, and we just may need to all take one day, like a Monday or a Friday or something, and just we all fast for so-and-so, for somebody, for the church. That's important. Fasting is the denial of not necessarily a bad thing, but even of a good thing. You know, eating is a good thing. Now, not everything you eat is good, but eating itself is a good thing. Amen? Anybody here like to eat? Several people pointed at you, Brother Elgin. I'm not sure what they're trying to say, but we like to eat, and food tastes good, and we like this. And but so it's not wrong, but denying ourselves of it, denying ourselves of pleasures, even good pleasures, because we want to get God's attention, because we're in a battle against Satan. There's spiritual warfare going around us. That's why we fast. Now, you have to understand that there's reasons not to fast. In Zechariah chapter 7, I didn't put all the verses here. Let me just turn there. Actually, hold on here. I'll just do this. Zechariah chapter 7. I meant a bit more verses here. Verse number 5. It says, speak unto all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, when ye fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? He said, all those times you fasted, did you really fast for me? Because you can fast for other reasons. You can fast for health reasons. You can fast to look good in front of somebody else, perhaps, to show how spiritual you might be. Now he says, look, you didn't really fast for my sake. Verse 6, and when ye did eat and when ye did drink, did not ye eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Should ye not hear the words which the Lord hath cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? He says, and the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, he said, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion upon every man his brother. Let me skip down here to where I wanted to. I don't see what I was looking for. Hold on here. Now I'm in the wrong place. Give me a second here. Sorry, Zechariah was, I mean, that does mention it, but Isaiah chapter 58 is where I wanted to be. I'm sorry. Isaiah chapter 58. So here's some people that have fasted for the wrong reasons. Verse number 3. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? They're complaining to God. They said, we fasted. We afflicted our soul, but you didn't do anything. They're complaining. They're whining. And behold, in the day of your fast, God says, behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, he says, you're fasting for the wrong reasons. You fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice be heard on high. So that's not the reason to fast. There are wrong reasons to fast. Fasting is to afflict your body in such a way that every hunger pain, every grumble, every meal you miss brings your mind into sharp relief as to what and why you are fasting. So let me give you some things that fasting is meant to do. Number one, fasting will weaken your spiritual resistance to the moving of the Holy Ghost. Fasting will weaken your spiritual resistance to the moving of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to move in your life. He wants to direct you. But when you are not fasting, fasting reduces your resistance to it. Our natural man, the flesh, is resistant to what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. In Acts chapter 13, and talking about the church in Antioch, verse number 2, and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. It wasn't until they were fasting that the Holy Ghost was able to move. As they were fasting, the Holy Ghost said, separate Barnabas and Saul for the work. And verse number 3, and when they had fasted and prayed, so they continued to fast and pray, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. They were able to know what the direction of the Holy Ghost in their life was because of fasting. So one of the reasons why you fast is so that you weaken your natural resistance to what the Holy Ghost wants to do in your life. Our natural man is always resistant to the Holy Ghost. We want to do our thing, our way. Amen? We don't want to listen to what God's Spirit has to tell us. But fasting will naturally just weaken that natural resistance. Number two, fasting will bring you into harmony with the will of God. Fasting will bring you into harmony with the will of God. In Ezra chapter 8 and verse number 21, and this is a similar passage to one we read already, the children of Israel had returned from Babylon to the land of Israel. And Ezra, he proclaims a fast in verse number 21. The Bible says this, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. The reason why they were fasting was so they could seek the right way, so they could find what God wanted them to do, the right path. It brings you into harmony with the will of God. They fasted so that they're more receptive to what God wants to do. That was Ezra 8:21. So number one, fasting is to weaken your spiritual resistance to the moving of the Holy Ghost in your life. Number two, fasting brings you into harmony with the will of God. Number three, to focus your mind to a single purpose. To focus your mind to a single purpose. That's what fasting does. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 2 to 3, King Jehoshaphat learned of a great multitude of an army from Syria coming to engage him, to fight. And he was scared. He was nervous. And the Bible says, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon-Tamar, which is in Gedi. Why don't they just say in Gedi? Okay. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And look what he did. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
So the king said to everybody, all the people, he said, I want you to all to fast because we have an enemy at our gates. An enemy's trying to destroy us. Everybody, let's fast. So we get God's attention. Focuses everybody on that singular purpose to get God to intervene for them, to deliver them from this enemy. I think as a church, there's going to be a time when, and I believe the Holy Ghost will move me to proclaim a fast with the church. I mentioned this already. Where we are all, when we fast, it'll keep us. How many, let's be honest, how many times have you promised to pray for somebody? And you did. You prayed for them like in the morning, but then you didn't think about them for the rest of the day. That happens to me. Does that happen to anybody else? But if you're fasting the whole day for somebody, I guarantee you're not going to forget it. It focuses your mind on a singular purpose. Now, all that day, every time your stomach grumbles, you're like, oh, yeah, God bless so-and-so, help me. I need God, we need your intervention. Fasting is a way to give yourself wholly to the Lord. It's a way to dedicate yourself to the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, the Bible says, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret, who seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. When we fast for whom? The Lord, God. It's not so that we can show off. It's not so that we can say, well, look how spiritual I am. I have fasted for 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. We're not looking to show off. We're looking to give ourselves to God. And lastly, the reason why we fast is to empower your prayer life in spiritual warfare. We already read the verses about the boy who had the devil that the disciples could not cast out. And Jesus came to them. And when they asked Jesus, why couldn't we cast out this devil? He said, because this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. See, fasting will focus your prayer life and empower your prayer for spiritual warfare. And in Isaiah chapter 58. We read some of those verses already. We read verse 3 and verse 4 already in Isaiah 58. But 5 and 6 continues on why we are to fast. He said, first of all, you're fasting for the wrong reasons. Now let me tell you the right reasons to fast in verse number 5 and 6 of Isaiah 58. Is it's such a fast that I have chosen? He goes, I haven't chosen that type of fast. A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down thy head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day of the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? I said, this is the one I've chosen. Listen to this. The purpose of the fast I've chosen is to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Spiritual warfare. Bondage. Spiritual bondage to free those in darkness. When's the last time that we have intentionally fasted for somebody who's been bound by Satan? Like that boy was bound by Satan, possessed of a devil. He was bound. He was enslaved. This kind cometh not forth but by what? Prayer and fasting. And here we see that the purpose of fasting is to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. It's the purpose of fasting.
Those five things, that's why we fast. Number one, to weaken our spiritual resistance to the moving of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Number two, to bring you into harmony with the will of God. Number three, to focus your mind to a single purpose. Number four, to give yourself wholly, completely to the Lord. Number five, to empower your prayer life in spiritual warfare. That's why we fast. That's why fasting is a core doctrine of our Christianity. Now, understand here. Understand a couple things here. First of all, if you're not used to fasting, deciding you're going to go on a 5-day fast is not a good idea. I would start with one meal like every day for 5 days. That's what I would do. I'd say, I'm going to skip lunch, and during that time, I'm going to pray. I'm going to skip dinner. When I normally would eat, I'm going to take that same time and I'm going to pray. Or start with one day. Go from dinner to dinner. So you have dinner and then you wait till the next day to have dinner again, 24 hours. But for that breakfast and lunch, when you would normally eat, pray. Pray. You can build up, and then once you go several times when you do a day, you can then go 2 days. And during that time, when you normally eat, pray. I mean, it's got to be, don't do it because, you just want to see if you can. Do it because you really, really want something from God. It's so important to you. It's so necessary. One of the things that I worry about with Christians is that we really don't want anything big from God. We really don't. Not enough to beg Him for, not enough to plead for, not enough to fast for. I mean, God is so powerful. He could do so much, but it's like we don't expect Him to. We're not willing to fast. We're not willing to go to God and say, God, I'm a sinner and I can't even eat right now because I need You. We are missing the mark when it comes to the power of God. The flesh always gets in the way of the Spirit. So if you really want to unleash the Spirit in your life, fasting is the way to do it. Fasting is the way to do it. Even Jesus humbled Himself in Philippians chapter 2. The Bible says that God, that He, verse number 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but, verse 7, made Himself of no reputation and took upon Him the form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus humbled Himself. And if Jesus said, this forth come not except by prayer and fasting, yet He cast out that devil, guess what that means Jesus was doing? He too was fasting. We have a great example. Fasting is humbling. Fasting has a place and a purpose for every Christian. Amen. Again, I don't recommend that you go gung-ho and say, I'm going to fast for 7 days. I'll show pastor. He said he did it once. I'll do 8 days. I don't recommend that. Now, it is true. I built up to that when I did it. And there are things that happen. Day three is probably the hardest day, but you get over that, you can go for a ways. Your body kind of levels out, but there's a process that your body goes through. You know, Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights before He entered into His ministry, spiritual warfare. He armed Himself with the greatest weapon He can. He walked with God, and for 40 days, 40 nights, He didn't eat anything.
Now that's Jesus Christ, and I'm not expecting us to do that right away. Amen.
But what about this coming week? Can we skip one meal and take that time and pray? Say, you can go to God, God, I'd rather eat right now. That's what my body wants. But what my spirit wants is you. And so instead of eating, I just want to fellowship with you. God, prepare me for the battle ahead. Devil's after me, but I'm yours, not his. Prepare me for the fight. Could we not do that? Is there something you want from God? Can you not fast and pray about it?
As Christians, we need to fast more. Amen. Father, thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you'd bless us now. Help us to arm ourselves with this spiritual component of fasting, to deny our flesh so that we're more open to the Spirit, your Spirit. Oh God, please. We love you in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.